Report, whistleblowers lining up to testify in Fulton County DA Fani Willis case. By Amy Furr on February 11, 2024. Whistleblowers are reportedly lining up to testify in the case surrounding Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, D., who is accused of misconduct. Leaders with Georgia's State Senate Special Committee on Investigations met Friday regarding Willis, who is being criticized for her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Fox 5 Atlanta reported, noting that State Senator Bill Cowsert, R. Athens, emphasized the group wanted to uncover the truth. Willis previously brought Wade on to head up the investigation into the state's 2020 election interference case. And Breitbart News reported February 4 that Wade was appointed to prosecute former President Donald Trump. The Fox article continued. As the meeting commenced, Cowsert dropped a bombshell, revealing that multiple whistleblowers within the Fulton County DA's office have expressed eagerness to testify. They allege misuse of federal and state funds, further escalating the scrutiny surrounding Willis. Attorneys for several of former President Donald Trump co-defendants are seeking Willis's disqualification and the dismissal of charges, claiming financial benefits derived from her relationship with Wade. Cowsert recently told reporters, "The people of Georgia are very troubled by these allegations. And it's important that we have the public's confidence in the fairness and in the impartiality of the criminal justice system." During an interview with Breitbart News, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said Willis should resign after admitting an affair with her top Trump prosecutor, stating, "She should be absolutely ashamed of herself." The outlet continued. Green said any investigation into Willis should focus on her affair with Wade due to a conflict of interest. Wade had sex with Willis to win a contract from Fulton County to help Willis prosecute Trump. Green explained, a prosecution from which Trump and co-defendants alleged she benefited. "You had Nathan Wade having sex with Willis to get a contract with a Fulton County and be hired as a prosecutor. So he never registered as a lobbyist. He never filed any of that paperwork," she said. "I filed an ethics violation against him because Willis admitted that they have a relationship that should move the investigation against Nathan Wade to a different level." Meanwhile, Willis reportedly fired an employee in 2021 who warned her about mishandling federal money, according to Breitbart News.